First, if you've ever thought about giving ice fishing a try, this might be the weekend to do it. The state DNR has a free fishing weekend going on, no license required, and there are fishing events going on all around the state. You can get more information on the DNR website.
Ray Spitz joins us now. He's a longtime angler here in Wisconsin. Ray, thanks for joining us again.
Good to be with you again, Rob. Thank you.
Well, tell us about this free fishing weekend the DNR has going on.
Well, here's the bottom line. The State Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, it's going to offer its third annual free fishing winter weekend later this month. By the way, they have one in the open water season as well, and I don't believe any other state does this, although I'm not 100% sure. Now, anglers can fish without a license or Great Lakes salmon stamp on all Wisconsin waters on Saturday and Sunday, January 17th and 18th. And believe it or not, the DNR will loan equipment out at 19 sites around the state, including 8 state parks. And if folks want to find out about that opportunity to get equipment to ice fish, they can go to dnr.wi.gov. That's on the web. Or they can call toll-free at 888-936-7463. And the only other thing that you have to do is bundle up warm. It's going to be nice temperatures, and go out ice fishing, and then look forward to the Packers taking down the Seahawks. So that'll be a great weekend.
And let's get into the basics of some of this. I suppose that the DNR wants to get new people out there trying the sport of ice fishing. So for people who might be put off by, you know, all the equipment and how do you stay warm on the ice and all of that, what are some of the basics? What do we need to know before we hit the ice?
Fair enough. First of all, as I tell people, if you're going to equip yourself with all the stuff you need for ice fishing, it can run into a lot of money. You need an ice auger to drill holes through the ice. You can use a sled or an ATV or a snowmobile to get out. There's all kinds of shelters that you can put up. But simply put, I always tell people, you must know somebody. There are 15,000 lakes in Wisconsin, and you must know somebody who has a friend or a friend of a friend who can perhaps take you along with your kids. It isn't only the fishing. Of course, you can see things like deer and eagles. And this weekend, with the weather warming up, it's going to be fantastic. The best suggestion, though, is to don't be a fashionista, dress warm. And by that, I mean particularly your extremities. Your hands and your feet will and often can get cold to the point of hypothermia, and that goes for your face as well. So it's best to make sure that you layer yourself with clothing that can wick away perspiration, and make sure that you're in an area, of course, that is safe. There's an old adage in the fishing guide situation in which they say there is no such thing as safe ice. But, of course, there is, but ice can be very iffy all over. For instance, up in Eagle River, they have 6 to 14 inches of ice, and yet guides tell me that they would not take a truck out on the ice. So, I mean, the best thing I can tell you is know someone who is familiar with the area you want to fish. Go with them, or if you don't have any friend, take a look on any lake in your area. And as I said, there are 15,000 lakes in our wonderful state. And you're going to see groups of anglers in certain areas, and those are normally safe to go out on.
Now, Ray, why do you love ice fishing?
I guess the best way, people ask me that all the time, the best answer I can give is I love the sounds of silence. And really out there, the only thing you hear is a clinking of a can or a hot cup of coffee or somebody saying a flag up, which means that they've got a walleye or a northern. And the kids, of course, just love running around and seeing all the wilderness that this state has to offer all over, from north to south, from east to west. It's unfailingly beautiful. And that's the truth. It's unique.
Well, it sounds lovely, but I want to go back to the ice part of it. You said it has to be, you have to be safe. You have to be on safe ice. How do you determine whether you've got the right amount of ice? Is there a way that you can get a feel for what's safe or a way that you can measure it? How do you do it?
Okay, there are a number of things. As I said, first of all, if you go out on a lake and you see 30 or 40 shacks or shelters or people sitting on big white 5-gallon cans, you can pretty well sure that that's a safe area. The other thing I would surely suggest is just go to a bait shop. They're all over everywhere in every single part of the state, and find out what's safe, where it's safe, and what the ice thickness is. In other words, some people say that you can go out on ice in 3 inches, some say 5 inches. That is walking. Then you need more for a snowmobile. You need more, far more yet for a truck every single year. Every year, no matter how much the DNR, and by the way, they run classes on this, there are going to be people who go through the ice with a snowmobile, an ATV, and a truck or an automobile, and I'm sad to say that at times there can be tragic results.
Well, on the happier side, Ray, what you mentioned walleye, some others, what kind of fish are we catching when we go ice fishing?
Okay, all right. First of all, you're catching, and you catch a lot of these, panfish like bluegill, pumpkin seed, you know, sunfish, yellow perch, white and black crappie. And you can catch northern pike, the great northern pike, and the treasure of everyone, the walleye or a sauger. I have never caught a sauger in Wisconsin, but that's part of the perch family, and they're available as well. And each of them make wonderful, wonderful meals in a frying pan or even out on the ice. They have a fish fries right on the ice with a portable propane heater.
Yeah, I read about that. So people catch the fish and you eat it right then on the ice. Is that common?
That is absolutely true. And the nice thing is that the what you don't eat, you know, the innards or what you don't fillet, believe me, there'll be an eagle or an osprey running down to get them. That happens all the time, by the way.
How do you prepare it?
I'm so sorry. I didn't hear you.
How do you prepare that fish that you're eating on the ice?
All right. You just have a frying pan. You bring out, I always use clarified butter, what they call in the Indian cuisine, ghee, G-H-E-E. It doesn't smoke. It has none of the bad trans fats. And you just bring in a little flour and some butter, salt and pepper, and you just fry them up, maybe a couple of minutes on each side, and there is a meal. You can bring along salads and things like that, but the main thing is the joy of eating the fish. There's just nothing like it. And anyone from Wisconsin or who has ever fished in Wisconsin will tell you, as they're shaking their head yes and smacking their lips, they'd love one of those right now.
Ray, you and I have talked about this. We both love walleye. How does our Wisconsin fish stack up to, you know, the ocean fish that people out on the coasts are eating all the time?
I'm glad you asked that. I like ocean fish. I mean, fish are good. Tuna, grouper, Chilean sea bass, if you can still find them. But people don't seem to realize, if you read all the cooking recipes from the large sites and the magazines, they all talk about the ocean fish. And anyone that has ever had a freshwater fish fry will tell you they'll never go back. And that's the truth. It really is a very special opportunity. We have a unique and wonderful state, and I want people to know that and how much fun and enjoyment anyone and everyone can have by going out, particularly this weekend, where it doesn't cost you anything. Just get some bait, maybe you can get a little pieces of equipment. Someone will drill a hole for you in the ice, and you're all good to go.
Is the ice fishing community in Wisconsin as a whole, is it pretty friendly? So if you're a newbie, you go out there, you've got some questions, other folks on the ice might help you out?
Wonderful question. I can only say is that, as usual, Wisconsinites are extremely friendly and helpful, and they will go out of their way to assist you, particularly if you tell them, I haven't done this before. Many will just say, well, come on and fish in this hole, and let's sit down and talk about it, and especially with kids. The answer to your question is an emphatic yes. They're very friendly and helpful.
And Ray, will you be out on the ice this weekend?
No, I won't.
You're going to skip the free one.
I've been out once already this year, and I had a great time, and I'll probably be going out again, but not this weekend. I'll give everyone else a chance to do it.
Do you have a favorite fishing hole for ice fishing?
The, I will say this because people always ask me that. Believe me, there are fishing holes, if you want to call them that, all over the state. I particularly like to go to Eagle River. They've got 1,300 glacial lakes right in the area, and they've got great people up there, and they're always willing to help you. Great community, and the fishing is fantastic. It really is.
Great.
But
well,
there are also great fishing in all other areas of the state. I'm just saying the one that I use and the one I go up, because I have friends up there and guides I know up there, is Eagle River.
Great. Ray, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this with us today.
It was a pleasure, and I'm glad that we had a chance to talk today.
That was longtime fisherman Ray Spitz talking about ice fishing and this weekend's free fishing event.